You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, any more requests for your rider?
Sparkling water that's gone flat, room temp.
Can I have a pep talk before I go on stage?
We get a rider, maybe chips.
I'd like to request a music industry ecosystem that uplifts the whole community.
It's Industry Rider on 95BFM, a New Zealand Music Month special with Stella Huggins and guests.
This is Liz from the Beths.
This is John from the Beths.
It's a bit scary. It feels like we're living in a time where all of these things, music journalism is just, it feels like it's maybe dying, like funding bodies, like it's funding streams, look, they're always under threat of drying up. We've been incredibly lucky in New Zealand that, particularly through the pandemic, but like, you know, all the years before that, we as a band, even just ourselves, have been incredibly lucky with the funding that we've been able to access, which, talking to bands, you know, from the international touring community that we're a part of, they don't have access to, some of them don't have access to anything at all. So it's, you know, we don't take that for granted at all. And to see that be under under threat with like a national government kind of is pretty scary. And obviously the venues are super important. Like, that just goes without saying, like, you need a grassroots place for people to play, because otherwise what is going to happen? And yeah, I mean, radio, obviously it's hard. Like, the answer is yes, like all of these things are important, and they all feel like they're kind of just backs breaking under the weight of one tiny thing making the whole system crash down. I don't really know what the solution is. Like, the world has changed. It's like the music industry, it feels like it's always undergoing these giant shifts. Like, I think of the Beths' as like formative years as being something like 2015 to 2018 or something. That's when we were like, went from being like a baby band playing our very first gigs to like making a shift to playing internationally. And you know, during that time, it was like, weirdly, it was a kind of a stable time in terms of like, okay, Spotify had come along and had shaken everything up in like a lot of ways. Like, streaming had streaming had been around for a few years, and so everybody was kind of like, had kind of gotten used to that. We're already in a like post-piracy, like not post-piracy, but like we were, it wasn't as big of a shake-up as, say, like the people we know who are musicians who are around during the early 2000s, when everything switched from like the music industry having a lot of money from CDs to going through piracy and then into streaming. Like, I don't know, the particular period in which we were making music, it was like Facebook was a thing. You could put your gigs on Facebook, and that would, you know, and people would come, Facebook events. Like, even now, like, what is it, like 6 years later or something, it's so different already. Like, that if I was starting a new band fresh from the ground up now, like it would be a completely different process. And I worry sometimes that any advice that we give is completely moot, because the world has changed so much with, you know, with TikTok and how do you get your music out there? Everything just seems like it's not been that long, but it's one pandemic later as well. Everything is just really difficult, and it sometimes feels like the whole world is crumbling. I don't know if this is a helpful and affirming answer, but I honestly don't know, and I am worried about the future of the music community. Like, it feels like it's harder and harder to be a musician or to be working in the music industry.
Yeah, so we're talking about being an artist from New Zealand and like connecting with an international community, and what our experiences of it. And you know, we think that we really only have one music community, and that's the community of Tāmaki Makaurau of Auckland, New Zealand. Just the people that we've grown up around and that we're still most inspired by and love the music of. And I think that's because that's the community that we contributed to and still try to contribute to, and that's the thing that enriches us and kind of gives back in that way. And when we leave New Zealand, you know, it's like It's a little bit tough to leave your music community, but we have found that there is something of another community, which is like the community of the like diaspora musicians community of touring musicians that leave their home communities and their, you know, perhaps their support networks in some cases, and try to go touring around the world. And because you're like meeting the same crew and artists at various festivals around the world, or renting the van and the backline from the same artist, and from the same place as other artists and stuff like that, you kind of end up interacting with a lot of the same people, and you realise that it's not such a big group of people that are trying to do the same thing that you're doing, and those people sort of become your on the road support network and a bit of a music community in and of itself. That there's an international touring music community, and you can sort of like ask each other the best place to get dinner in Indianapolis or wherever else it might be hard to find a good feed, plus probably much more technical and important questions than that, but you know, it can be helpful. But we still feel like, you know, the people that you work with, the people that don't even have to be in the same genre as you, you know, but the people whose music enriches your life, that's your music community. And ours is the wonderful, crazy community of Tamaki Makaurau.
Cut it and fall.
That was Industry Rider on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.